unfortunately, nobody.
Mary had a little man.
We believe that all men are created
equal
to the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
All right. Today is the day that Tyre Nichols will be eulogized and buried by his parents and his four-year-old young son. The funeral is, it was delayed a little bit because they have, the country is having bad weather. The country is having ice storms and such. I'm in Florida. The country does not include Florida. But I just thought we would dip in and hear a little bit of Al Sharpton's eulogy because people are on their feet, okay? Let's see.
Our savings can be gone. You want to be a tough guy? Well, let's get rid of qualified immunity.
Oh, yeah.
And see if you learn the same manners you have on the white side of town, you'll have some manners on the black side of town. Well, Reverend Al, you don't understand. How are they going to keep crime down in the black community and at the same time not be tough and rough? Well, they do it the same way they do it on the white side of Memphis, and they keep the crime down without being rough and tough. How do you have the same department then keep crime down on one side of town without beating folk to death? But you can't do it on the other side of town unless you feel that you can get away with it there. I can't speak for everybody in Memphis. I can't speak for everybody gathering. But for me, I believe if that man had been white, you wouldn't have beat him like that night. We're not asking for nothing special.
Yeah.
We're asking to be treated equal and to be treated fair. And just like they marched and boycotted and went to jail for 9 years from the 55 Montgomery bus boycott to the 64 Civil Rights Act, we're going to pay the same dues to get this George Floyd Justice and Policing Act. Reverend, how long? I don't know how long. They didn't know how long it would be when they boycotted in the 50s. It's not about a timetable.
Yeah.
It's that we cannot continue to live under these double standards and under these conditions. We don't care how long, but I can tell you one thing. Those of you that keep voting against that bill, we're going to vote against you. We got more numbers than the police union. I believe that God will do for us what we'll do for ourselves. And even in the pit, Joseph never lost his faith. Joseph could have gave up. Joseph could have gave out. But in the pit, he still believed in the God of his fathers. And even as I stand over the casket of this innocent young boy, this young man, 39 years old, with a four-year-old son that his mother and father and his siblings have to raise, I believe that God will take him, Tyree, out of that pit and use him as a symbol for justice all over this country. I believe that babies unborn will know about Tyrese Nichols because we won't let his memory die. We going to change this country because we refuse to keep living under the threat of the cops and the robbers. What touched me, I was raised by a single mother. Daddy left when I was 10. Mama raised my sister and I on welfare and food stamps. What touched me is when I heard him calling for his mother. Just like George Floyd is calling for his mother. Something you'd have to be a black man. That the only thing between you and disaster was your mother. To understand what calling for your mother means. Somewhere deep in my heart, I understood Tyree. Because the only thing that kept the kids from laughing at my banana sandwiches in school, because she couldn't afford enough to put meat there, but mama would make it all right for me. And he knew if he could just get mother, that they would quit beating him and quit stomping on him. All he wanted to do was get home. Now home, Reverend Jamal Bryant, home is not just a place. Home is not just a physical location. Home is where you are at peace. Home is where you don't have to keep your dukes up. Home is where you're not vulnerable. Home is where everything is all right. He said, all I want to do is get home. I come to Memphis to say the reason I keep going is all I'm trying to do is get home. I want to get where they can't treat me with a double standard. I'm trying to get home. I want to get where they can't call me names no more. I want to get home. I want to get where they can't shoot and ask questions later. I'm trying to get home. Every black in America stands up every day trying to get home. Last night, we went to Mason Temple, Church of God in Christ. And the Wells family and Tyree's sisters and brothers stood there where Martin Luther King gave his last speech. They didn't know that night it was his speech for the last time. I was told by those that worked with King that raised me, and I recounted it with Mrs. King. I worked very closely with Martin III. We going back to Washington August 26th, during his father's March 60th anniversary. We're going to deal with Tyree and the rest of these issues. And they were told me that that day, April 3rd, 1968, it was raining and storming. Dr. King said he didn't even feel like going to the rally. He had come to Memphis a week before to lead a march for the sanitation workers. And some provocateurs got at the end of the march. You know, there's still some around now that's blacker than anybody else, that's more active than anybody else. There's more street than anybody else. They started a riot at the end of the march. And the press said, oh, Dr. King's day is over. Nonviolence is dead. So he came back to prove that he could march. If it wasn't for so-called militants, Dr. King would have never faced what he faced. That's why all of these people talking bad that you and I don't know, don't have no background on, be careful of who jumps in movements. Because they set serious folk up.
Interlopers, yeah. Interlopers, wow. This is one of Sharpton's most powerful speeches ever.